Hello and welcome to this podcast on EY's 2018 UK Attractiveness Survey. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss our thoughts on the areas for policy that the government should focus on to ensure the UK remains competitive as a destination for foreign direct investment, particularly after we leave the European Union. Based on the results of our analysis of 2017 UK foreign direct investment performance and our survey of 450 foreign investors, we've identified several areas where there is a need for policy initiatives. The first of those is it's important to really reposition the UK in the minds of investors and to restore the UK's appeal. Our survey shows that on attributes that reflect qualitative measures of attractiveness, such as the stability of the social climate, political and regulatory predictability, that the UK has fallen behind its historic norms in those areas. We are seen as a less welcoming country than we have been for some time. And it's important government sets out its post-Brexit vision for the UK economy and how we will remain an open and welcoming and attractive destination for foreign direct investment. A key part of that is going to be to ensure the UK comes up across as a pro-business economy, one where there will be a predictable environment in which businesses can take decisions against a degree of certainty. Beyond the addressing some of those qualitative concerns, there are some practical measures that are needed. The UK has an industrial strategy that clearly needs to be continued to push forward. More detail added to the bones of that. But it's also clear, with digital now a major driver of growth in economic activity and foreign direct investment, digital projects grew by 33% across Europe in 2017, that the UK needs to be clear on its positioning in respect of digital and to communicate that to investors. When we ask investors what really matters to them in the digital arena, investment in digital technologies and infrastructure, in cloud and 5G, are top of their list, with 34% of investors citing this as a priority area. Investing in digital R&D was quoted by 25% of respondents to our survey, and improving workforce skills in the digital age by 23% of investors. A set of really clear policy imperatives for government. Alongside digital, there's also a need to be clear on the UK's approach to the service sector. Services have been one of the UK's strengths for a long period of time, but we saw declines in foreign direct investment in both financial and business services in 2017, this in a European market that was growing for both sectors. When we speak to investors in these areas, they're obviously concerned about access to the EU market, but really the regulatory environment and restrictions on labour mobility are priority areas. Again, some clear messages for government in terms of some practical steps that are required there. There's also a need to address the UK's transport infrastructure. This was the lowest ranked of the major attributes that we tested against investors, and one where the UK lags European norms by some significant event. There's been a lot of talk about transport and infrastructure investment over time in the UK, but the need now really is to push that forward. And finally, on trade, we know from the Department of International Trade there's a lot of work going on to try and drive a greater focus in the areas for UK's trade and investment strategies to really concentrate on. And this is imperative, really trying to understand the economic value of different types of investment and then ensuring that resources are deployed to give us the best chance of succeeding in those sectors. A clear agenda then for policy reform, and one that really could serve to position the UK well over the long term. Thank you.